Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madin channel to our silsila, our program Success in the Holy Quran. And inshallah, just like the previous episodes, we will be going through an important topic, an important principle that the Quran informs us of if we want to attain success in the dunya and more importantly, in the akhirah. In our lives, in this lengthy life, if you want to call it a life of 60, 70, 80 years, we go through many phases. We may go through a phase where there is success after success, alhamdulillah. Or we may go through a phase where there's difficulty upon difficulty. Now, how we behave during these phases of life will define us as a person. Not just in the public eye, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's knowledge is pre-eternal. He knows how we're going to react. But we don't want to be in a situation where we're regretful, we're remorseful because we did not show the correct adab in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether that's through a phase of success or a phase of difficulty. So we need to learn. We need to learn how to behave, how to conduct ourselves, what are the adab, the etiquette, manners of going through difficulty and success as well. So, mostly today, unfortunately, every other person is complaining of problems in their lives, problems that they're going through. And they're quick to share this. They feel desperate. They feel they can't turn to anyone. But the Quran tells us that when we go through difficulties and we show patience upon those difficulties, then Allah Ta'ala is with you. You may tell the entire world of your problems and they don't have the power to do anything. Or you may choose to be patient and Allah is with you. Meaning His assistance is with you. His help is with you. When that help arrives, that's the mashi'ah, the will of Allah. It could arrive quickly or it could arrive with a delay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us nevertheless that He is with the patient. In Surah Baqarah, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. That, O believers, Allah Ta'ala directly addresses me and you. The Muslims, the mu'minun. And He says, O believers, seek help through patience and prayer. Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Now, sabr is a trait, a beautiful quality of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, a beautiful quality of the pious, the salihin. Now when we look at the lives of the prophets alayhim as-salam, and in particular the life of the final prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will see that he was an embodiment of patience. The patience that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed throughout his life is exemplary. And also his devotion to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, this was unique to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's related regarding our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever he faced difficulty, any distress, any worry, he would turn towards salah. So, ista'inu bis sabri was salah. The Prophet ﷺ kept patient. Look at the persecution of the Muslims in the initial period. How Muslims were martyred. There was a social boycott of the Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ's own family members, his own uncles turned against him, plotted against him. And in the end, they wanted to take his blessed life. He had to migrate to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. He didn't want to leave Makkah Al-Mukarramah, but he had to migrate. And when he migrated, and there the Ansar helped the Muslims, the companions, Islam gained strength. There were various battles, the battles of Badr, Uhud, Hunayn, etc. Muslims gained dominance. Then Allah Ta'ala granted them authority once again. They came back to Makkah. The conquest of Makkah took place. But this didn't happen overnight. And this is what we should realize. In life, we will go through problems. We will go through difficulties. That's a given. That's guaranteed. Because just a few verses after this verse that I have recited, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, just a few verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and indeed we will place you into trial. We will test you. How? What is the manner of that test? بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, with something of fear. وَالْجُوعِ, something of hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and shortage of wealth, diminishing of wealth. وَالْأَنْفُسِ, even lives, and a loss of ثَمَرَات, fruits. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after this? After telling us that He will definitely test us in these various ways. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Who are the patient ones? The patient ones are those who, when calamity afflicts them, when problems occur in their lives, what do they say? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, indeed we belong to Allah and we are to return to Him. This is the shan, the rank of a believer. He's not going to complain to the world. He's not going to tell everybody and not pray in the court of Allah. He's going to bow his head. He's going to show submissiveness. He's going to show servitude. He's going to show humbleness. And he's going to say, Ya Allah, You are the one who is trialing me and placing me into this test. Ya Allah, You are the one who will take me out of it. We are from You, we are to return to You. Allahu Akbar. So when we have problems in our lives, first of all, we should contemplate what is the source of this problem. And if we can remove that root cause of the problem, remove it. If we've tried our best, if it's not due to a sin of ours, In most cases it is, because Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala states, and whatever difficulty, calamity afflicts you or reaches you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is due to what your hands have earned. This is the recompense of your hands. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ, and Allah forgives abundantly. He forgives a lot. Forgives many things. So, the root cause. If somebody is complaining of financial problems, and the root cause of those financial problems is him being heavily involved in usury and interest, or him usurping people's assets, wealth, possessions, or him earning through haram means, unlawful means, then he has to look at himself, he has to evaluate himself, and he has to immediately take himself out of that situation. Because haram will not bring barakah. If someone for one moment thinks that he will earn haram and there will be barakah, blessings in his wealth and his life, he is the most foolish person. There won't be barakah. Because that's haram rizq. And barakah comes through halal rizq, comes through earning lawfully. So that's one example. Another example, if a person has only taught his family, his offspring about the dunya, totally kept them alienated when it comes to the deen, disconnected from the deen. And today, those very same family members, those very same children and offspring, they have no inclination towards the deen, no interest in the deen. In fact, ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah, if they are displaying signs of kufr, showing weakness of faith, then the parents only have themselves to blame in that situation if they have not provided a good Islamic upbringing. And it happens. Look around us, look around you in the society. Parents are busy earning, parents are busy working. Say, we do it for our kids. Before you know it, kids have grown up. They have spent very little time with them. Kids don't necessarily have any respect for their parents. They utter what they like, they do what they like, they say what they like, they become rebellious. And then parents put their hands on their heads and think, where did I go wrong? Why have my kids turned out like this? Remember, the asool is the same for everyone. Whatever you strive for, you will get. A Muslim, if he strives, he will attain. A non-Muslim in the dunya, if he strives to become something, enter a certain profession, he will enter. Similarly, if parents strive to make their Muslim children pious, then with the mercy of Allah, their children will become pious. If they've provided that Islamic environment at home, that regularly, frequently, throughout the day, children see their parents offering salah, see their parents reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem, see that their parents are reciting wadaif, tasbih, dhikrullah, durood sharif, salawat ala nabi, that will have a massive effect and impact on the children. On the other hand, if all children see is their parents quarreling, spending most of the time at work, coming home, be barakati, there's no blessing, watching films and dramas, listening to music, lying, committing fraud, all sorts of things, then do you think that child will turn out to be like Bayezid Bistami? Allah Ta'ala is Al-Qadir. But what we're saying is, if you look at the norm, that doesn't happen. A kid is a product of his or her environment. And the parents are responsible. So when the parents complain, oh, do anything for my children, please Mawlana Sahab, Imam Sahab, my children. The first thing that Mawlana Sahab will say or Imam Sahab will say is, how long did it take for your child to become like this? Not overnight, right? It took several years and now he's firm in his ways. The only thing you can do now is patience. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here for you to complain to every other person is not going to resolve anything. And if your children find out that you're speaking about them to others, they'll become more rebellious. Because now that age is gone now. The teenagers, the young adults, they don't listen to anything. They don't take anything. So, like this, countless examples can be given of how problems enter our life. If we are the cause of that problem, rectify those causes, those root causes. If a person has done everything within his control and his power, meaning he himself is practicing, his spouse is practicing, their children, alhamdulillah, are learning the deen, memorizing Al-Quran Al-Kareem, studying Fard Ulum, becoming scholars of the religion, and bazahir, outwardly, they're not putting a foot wrong, yet still calamities enter their lives, then again, the only thing they can do is sabr. And they can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are relieved and removed from these worries and difficulties. Again, look at the lives of the prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam. The greatest of all creation, the prophets alayhim salam. They faced difficulties. They faced hardships. They faced great distresses in their life. But they were patient. Look at Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam's story in the Quran. Whole chapter, Surah Yusuf. From where to where? Allahu Akbar. It didn't happen overnight. He had to go through and endure and tolerate a lot of problems. Allah Ta'ala granted him kingship. Allah Ta'ala removed all the objections and the false accusations against him. Look at the life of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Several decades of resistance shown by the kuffar. several decades of enmity, opposition, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given victory. So patience is very important, and we have to develop patience. We have to develop our willpower as well, and we have to realize that the Quran is the most truthful speech. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Inshirah? فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That indeed with difficulty comes ease. Indeed with difficulty comes ease. When Allah has promised that ease will come after difficulty, rather along with that difficulty, then why worry too much? Leave everything to Allah. Submit all your affairs to Allah. Hand over everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, you are sufficient for me. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And I assign all my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one who can provide the best outcome. We know that as believers, that the outcome that Allah provides for us will be full of goodness and blessings, inshallah. So keep these things in mind. And then build your sabr, build your willpower, build your resistance, your tolerance levels. This is something that we can work upon. And in this day and age, sports people, athletes, they hire psychologists, they hire people who work on just building their willpower, building their mindset, building their mental strength. And it pays dividends, we see that. So Allah Ta'ala has created within insan this salahiyah, this ability to strengthen and make our willpower firm, as strong as it can be. So this is also something that is connected to sabr. This comes with sabr. The ulama have said, As-sabru quwwatu muqawamati al-ahwali wal-alami al-hissiyya wal-aqliyya. So sabr is like that fortress, that wall that you establish in the face of difficult situations and in the face of aqli and hissi difficulties. Some problems are physical. Some problems are mental. And when we show that sabr, we establish that fortress, we establish that willpower, that determination, that tolerance, that forbearance, then inshallah we'll become beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Quran al-Kareem tells us, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, it is only the patient ones who will be given their reward in full without accountability. So we have to keep our eyes upon the reward. And also, we've touched upon this already, but ulama say, sabr is to refrain from telling others about your problems, telling other than Allah about your problems. And this is another problem in our society. People share their problems online, on forums, on social media sites. You don't even know that person you're sharing your problems with. What can he do for you? Okay, if it's a pious person that you're writing to, asking them for dua, that's a different matter. But we know what I'm trying to say by this, that people are sharing their problems with others they've never met, they never will meet on the other side of the world, just sharing their problems for the sake of it. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is against sabr. This is against the etiquettes of sabr. In one hadith, once a woman lost a male family member and she was weeping at the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by and he obviously instructed her to be patient. And she did not react in a way that she should have. She was unaware that it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was not happy that at that time, upon suffering loss of family member, she's been told to be patient. So she mentioned some kalima. Later on, someone told her that that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she went to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness and for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to overlook her fault. This is when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a beautiful principle. He said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. That sabr is shown at the onset of the calamity, as soon as the calamity strikes. Meaning, as soon as you're told about a devastating incident or an event, something that is very stressful, very distressing, so inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is sabr. But if you're told about a difficulty and you say, no way, when did that happen? How come nobody was there to help? Nobody was there to prevent that situation. Why this? Why that? Why is it always me going through difficulties? You know, everyone else is in ease. People are more sinful than me. How come I have to face all of this? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Forget about reward. A person, when he says these things, can end up earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if afterwards, 20 minutes later, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I've left everything to Allah. Inshallah, Allah will take care of things. A person has vented their anger, their frustration, shown impatience, a lack of tolerance, and then says, I'm patient. I'm not going to complain too much. So the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. That's the biggest test. As soon as you get news of a calamity, as soon as a calamity afflicts you, you show patience straight away. You keep your eyes upon the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudra of Allah, the mashi'ah of Allah, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these things. And we know that certain difficulties will have to be faced in our life. So a person should be patient, and if he's given patience, he should count himself or herself, they should count themselves as very, very fortunate. As only those who have been granted great amount of goodness by Allah are given sabr. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that مَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا أَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. Nobody has been given anything which is greater or more vast than sabr. So, do shukr to Allah that He has given you sabr. And we find accounts throughout history of people showing immense levels of patience. Just in the past century, Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'zami, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, it's related regarding him that he was leading prayer or Taraweeh one year, or he was attending the Jama'at, when news reached him that his son had passed away. He said, obviously, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ordered for the kafan wa ghaira to be carried out, the shrouding. And he continued in the prayer. And this was a big surprise, a shock to people, because normally that's not how you deal with things like this, like death. But it goes to show that there are people on this earth, there are salihin, there are awliya-i kamilin, who when they hear of difficulties, they internalize the meanings of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They truly know that a person hears only for a short period and he is to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and him going to the court of Allah is greater than him being in the dunya. This is another level of thinking. This is another maqam that we aspire to, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us it. But patience is something beautiful, and we know that with patience comes ease, with patience comes success, with patience comes futuhad, openings. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, along with difficulty, there is ease. Keep this in mind. Be patient in life. Build your willpower. Build your tolerance. Build your forbearance. Build your patience levels. Inshallah, you will see great goodness in the dunya, and more importantly, in the akhirah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to act upon this advice. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. To success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.